Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Grace Gospel of Jesus Christ. My name is Yvonne, and I will be your facilitator for however long Heavenly Father allows us to share. And as always, the Holy Spirit is our host. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, thank you for another glorious day, another opportunity to share the Grace Gospel, another opportunity to receive your word into our hearts and our minds so that we can be all that you want us to be. We know our time is short and we want to take advantage of every second, minute, hour of every day. It is truly a privilege and an honor to be a willing vessel for your name, for your kingdom, for your power, for your glory. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We receive the word of God. Apply it right here and right now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I had a little difficulty getting on, but I am here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so glad that you are here with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so is our brother pastor in Christ, Creflo Dollar. Creflo Dollar is here in spirit, and he's also here in this podcast. So the Holy Spirit has given us Part 3 of The Needful Thing. The Needful Thing, Part 3. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Creflo Dollar, and this is the Creflo Dollar Ministries podcast. I want to thank you for joining us today, and I sincerely hope this word encourages you, builds your faith, and above all else, helps you to understand grace and empowers you to change. Enjoy the message.
This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries. Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Wisdom is knowing what to do when you don't know what to do. And there's something about allowing the word to dwell in you, to live in you in abundance, and to live in you richly. Why? So when you get to those places in your life where you don't know what to do, you have wisdom that will rise out of the ground of your heart.
Get your daily dose of grace on the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. With the Changing Your World podcast, you have encouraging and life-changing wisdom at your fingertips 24/7. Gain a revelation of the fullness of God's grace from Creflo Dollar's powerful sermons. Tune in whenever you need to be edified, no matter where you are. Subscribe to Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
This is your world, so it's about to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know, your love is here to stay.
Well, good morning and welcome to church. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and verse 38. We began a series last week entitled The Needful Thing, and I want to continue that. We want to deal with part 2 of that needful thing. In Luke chapter 10
and verse 38. Now, this is going to really bless you. I'm going to really challenge you. I'm going to really say some things that you need to really, really watch out for. I'm going to bring to your attention that you don't want to crown your emotions as your God and give it priority in your life. Your emotions will deceive you if they are negative emotions. And if you exchange your emotions for the Word of God, you're going to end up in a pit, in a place that's not going to bring joy and the promises of God in your life. Let's pick it up right now. Luke 10, 38, verse 42. Verse 38 says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house." Verse 39, "And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet," watch this, "and heard his word." There was a lot of things going on, but she sat at Jesus' feet and she heard his word. "But Martha was cumbered about much saying, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." Now look at how Jesus responded here. "And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Focus in on verse 42. "And Jesus responded and said, one thing is needful." You see, Martha was concerned about all of the trouble that was going on and all of the things she was full of care about and all the things and the work that needed to be done. And she was like saying, listen, why don't you get her to come and help me? I mean, all she's doing is sitting and listening to the word. You know, I hear that right now today. You know, having the word is fine, and going to church and getting the word is fine, but you need to do something. Folks, let me tell you something. If you have wisdom before you do it, then it's going to work. But there's something about the needful thing, and Jesus said Mary has chosen the good part. What did Mary choose? She chose the word. She chose to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear the word. Now, I begin to think, why would God even allow this to be a part of the scriptures? To begin to look at this illustration where Jesus himself said she chose the needful thing. You know, that's a powerful statement to say that one thing is needful. Are you kidding me? That one thing is needful. We like to say, well, it's all right to get the word, but you got to do this as well. No, he said one thing is needful. And that is the word of God. And that's what I want to show you. I want to show you that you cannot replace the word of God with anything else, because if you lack God's word, then everything else is going to go lacking. The one thing that's needed is that word. I tell you, the Bible is one of the most powerful. It is the most powerful book in the Library of Congress because it is a living, alive book. It is a seed that is incorruptible seed. And I'm telling you, it is the needful thing. What do we need right now during a pandemic? We need the Word of God. What do we need right now with all the racial tension and injustices that are going on in the world? We need the Word of God. What do you need when you're on your way to a divorce court and you can't figure out why you're about to end your marriage? You need the Word of God. What do you need when you found that you got yourself hooked on something, some addictive behavior, and you're trying to figure out how'd you get there? You need the Word of God. And some of us would have died a long time ago. Some of us would have blew our brains out a long time ago had it not been for the Word of God. What do you do when you're so depressed, so broken, so messed up and you don't know what it is? There's one thing Jesus said that is needful, and that one thing is the Word of God. The Word of God that so many are trying to separate you from. The Word of God that the devil is trying to use situations and circumstances to separate you from. The Word of God that people are trying to declare is insignificant, and it's not important, and it's not, you know, all of that. It's the Word of God. It's the most needful thing, praise God. You show me a man who will go after the Word of God, and I'll show you a winner, praise God. You show me a man who will go after the Word of God, and I'll show you somebody that will end up victorious over any circumstance or situation that he faces. Jesus said, one thing is needful, and that is the Word of God. Now, there's got to be a reason why he would say that. Why the Word? Why is the Word God the needful thing? See, a lot of things you want, but Jesus said there's one thing you need. And I'm telling you right now, church, there's one thing you need, and it's the Word of God. Rightly divided, skillfully taught, the Word of God is what we need. Now, go to Proverbs chapter 4, 20 and 27. Now, let's look at what the Scripture says about the Word of God. Let's try to discover why Jesus was so intense about saying this one thing you need being the Word of God. Verse 20, he says, my son, attend to my words. Well, here it is again. He is saying, give attention to my words. Now, what has your attention more than the Word of God? Who has your attention more than the Word of God? Because he said, give attention to my word. Attend to my word. See, whatever you attend to, the most is going to be the harvest that eventually shows up in your life. Whatever you attend to the most is the harvest that's going to be eventually show up in your life. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto my saying. Get your ear. Listen to the word. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. What is he saying? He is showing us the avenue and the path to getting that word in your heart. Because your heart is the ground that will be responsible for growing the seed of God's word. And notice what he says. He says, guard your eyes, guard your ears. Those are gateways or entrances into a man's heart. What you hear the most, what you see the most, what you speak the most will enter into your heart and will be determine the type of ground or heart that you have. Verse 22, he says, for they, those words, are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Listen to that, that the Word of God is life and health, that the Word of God is life and health, and the Word of God is life and health. The word of the devil is death and sickness. The words of the world are death and sickness, but the Word of God is life and health, health to your flesh. So he says that this word will have impact on your physical body, that this word will have impact on your flesh. Come on, verse 23. He says, keep, or another translation says, to guard now your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Here's what he's saying. Guard your heart from seed that will not produce life and health. Put a guard over your eyes. Put a guard over your ears. Put a guard over your mouth. That's the entrance into your heart. And whatever gets in your heart is going to produce the issue of your life. He says, keep or guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The issues that you are dealing with right now, the issues of your life come out of your heart. You're saying, I'm a Christian. I'm supposed to have peace. Where's my peace? That issue is in your heart. It's a heart issue. I'm supposed to be healed. Where's that issue? It's in your heart. I'm supposed to have self-control. What's going on? The issue is the issue of your heart. He said, guard it. What are you allowing to get into your heart? Verse 24, he says, put away from thee a froward mouth or a disobedient mouth. Put away from thee perverse lips. Put far from thee. Verse 25, let thy eyes look right on and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. And then in verse 26 and 7, he says, ponder the path or meditate on the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. He says, turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Here he is saying, and he's looking at the word as and your heart like a farmer does. He says, here's the word. Attend to it. Get it in the ground of your heart and it will produce the issue of life. It will produce the issue of life. In fact, Colossians chapter 3:16 talks about how we should, you know, get the word richly. The Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. See, when the word of Christ dwells in you richly, you're going to have wisdom. What is wisdom? Knowing what to do when you don't know what to do. And I know there are situations in all of our lives where we were clueless on what to do. How do we handle this? I mean, we're right in the middle of a pandemic. What do I do? Especially if you lost your job. Especially when you don't know how to pay the rent, all your money spent, a little bit to buy some food, baby need a pair of shoes. Look, you got a light bill due, you got a gas bill too. You need wisdom.
Wisdom is knowing what to do when you don't know what to do. And there's something about allowing the word to dwell in you, to live in you in abundance, and to live in you richly. Why? So when you get to those places in your life where you don't know what to do, you have wisdom that will rise out of the ground of your heart. Now look at Mark chapter 4. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. Why would Jesus say there's one thing you need? And he said it's the word. It's the word. Far too long, the word. We keep finding excuses to not get in the word. We've even used the excuse that, well, you know, Jesus is a white man, so you are not to get in the word. I don't know what color he was. I really don't care. All I know, if this word works, this word works. This word works. It worked for your grandmama and them. It worked for your mama and them. It worked for civil rights movement of the past. This word works. This word works. And you got to be careful not to give attention to all of these excuses for not getting in the word. Somebody says, well, the Bible contradicts itself. It contradicts itself to people who don't know how to read it. It contradicts itself for people who don't know how to rightly divide it. It contradicts itself for people who don't know and understand the dispensations of the Bible. It doesn't contradict itself at all for people who know how to rightly divide the word of truth. So you got to be careful of what you're hearing. You got to be aware of the number of schemes that are out there and fables that are out there that are trying to get you away from the only thing that can really help you. And it's God's word. It's God's word. I mean, we're living in a time of day people don't want to hear God's word. We're living in a time of day that even in church, people don't come to church to hear God's word. They want to hear a show. They want to hear a bunch of hollering and screaming with no explanation, with no understanding. And then you go out, and what we're doing is practicing church, but we still don't know God's word, and we still don't know him. Because in order to know him, you got to know his word. You know, in the beginning was a word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And that word became flesh, and it dwelt amongst men. Don't fall for the trick. Don't fall for the trick. This word is from God. This word is eternal. This word will work. This word will produce. This word is alive. Don't fall from the trick. Don't fall for the trick. This word is from God, inspired by God. Now, let's look at Mark chapter 4, verse 14 again. This started off with a comparison of four different types of ground. And I want to show you today that it's not the seed you have to be worried about. It's the ground. Your heart is the ground. When you look at these symbolic representations, your heart is the ground. It's not the seed you got to be worried about. Not God's word is incorruptible seed. You'll never have to worry about the seed. It's the ground. It's your heart. And Jesus gives a parable using natural farming and talking about natural seed and when it goes into ground that's not prepared. Jesus starts off and he says three times they sowed a seed and didn't get a harvest. And only one time they sowed a seed when they sowed it in good ground and they got a harvest. Now watch what he says here in, let's start off in Mark chapter 4, let's look at verse 3. He said, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. So he's using a physical, natural illustration of a farmer getting ready to put seed in the ground. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some of that seed fell by wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. Notice what happened. They sowed some seed into wayside ground. It did not yield a harvest. The fowls of the birds came, and they devoured it up. See, just because you sow doesn't necessarily mean you're going to reap if you don't sow it in the right type of ground. Verse 5, and some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth. The Bible says while the earth remains, seed time and harvest won't cease. He says some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth in earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. So the second time he sowed into the second ground, no harvest. So far, no harvest. Verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Third time he sowed in the ground, no harvest. So three times we see him, the farmer sowing, but he didn't get any harvest because the harvest is going to be based on what type of soil, what type of ground you sow it in.
And then in verse 8, and some fell on good ground, and it did yield fruit that sprang up, it increased and brought forth some 30, 60, 100 fold. So harvest comes because you sowed it on good ground. And then Jesus goes on in verse 11. He says, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, a mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these are done in parables. All right, and then he goes down to verse 13, and he said unto them, know you not this parable, and how then shall you know all parables? Jesus said, if you don't understand this one parable that I'm talking to you about right now, how in the world are you going to understand any other parable? This is the granddaddy parable of them all. And this parable is a parable about sowing something into the ground, making sure the ground is good so it can yield a harvest. Now, most of you would think, well, he's talking about money. I'm not talking about money right now. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about this is how the kingdom of God works. And so now he's going to break it down to his disciples, because his disciples got with Jesus and said, listen, explain to us what you would, that parable that you were teaching on. And then Jesus in verse 14 begins to explain. Watch this. He said, the sower soweth the word. The sower soweth the word. The sower soweth the word. So bearing fruit is never a problem with the seed, but with the soil it falls on. The sower soweth the word. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1:23. Let's find out what the Bible has to say about the word. The Bible even compares the word of God to seed. But look at what he has to say here. 1 Peter chapter 1:23. He says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So he refers to the word of God as incorruptible seed. The word of God is the incorruptible seed. It is the only seed that is so pure in nature that it can never be destroyed. It can never be damaged by any external condition to stop it from producing fruit. That's powerful. The incorruptible seed of God's word, it is seed that can never be destroyed. It is seed that will always produce. But the issue of getting what's in the seed is going to be based on what type of ground you put it in. Man's heart is the ground for the word of God, which is incorruptible seed. The word of God will work. The word of God will produce. The word of God will never be damaged or destroyed. But the word of God will sometimes fall on ground that cannot produce. The question is, how's your heart? How's your heart? What's in your heart? What's impacting your heart? The entire kingdom of God depends on God's word. It depends on God's word. And it coming to pass in your life, healing coming to pass in your life, success coming to pass in your life, peace coming to pass in your life, all of that's going to depend on the kind of heart you got. What kind of heart do you have? The issues of life come out of your heart. Someone says, what do you mean, what kind of heart do I have? Well, what have you been putting in it? What have you been putting in it? If you haven't been putting the word of God in it, what have you been putting in your heart? And when I sow the word of God seed, is it going to be choked up because your heart's full of care? If I sow the word of God into your heart, is it going to fall around a bunch of thorns because you got issues that you won't let go of? You're broken in your life. You won't deal with that brokenness. You keep making excuses. And I said before, excuses, they're nothing but reasons for not wanting to do something. Hey, man, you want to come to church tonight? Well, I'm going to try, but I got this. Just say you don't want to. Excuses are nothing but nails used to build houses of failure. And you've got to understand that your heart determines what happens in life. The problem is not the words not working. The problem is your heart is not good ground to receive the word of God. And I know that's strong, but look at this. Look at this. Mark chapter 4, verse 14 through 20. Look at this. He goes on here and he says, let's read on down a little bit. So the word, these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, look, Satan comes immediately, taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. Why in the world would Satan be coming immediately to take the word away? You know what he says? He says, I'm sowing the word in your heart right now. You know Satan's going to be coming immediately, trying to come up with ways to try to take it out of you? What's going to happen the rest of the day? After this sermon, after the benediction, what? Satan's coming immediately. Satan's coming. Satan's coming. Somebody says, why is he coming to me? I ain't done nothing wrong. See, he's already got those folks. He's coming for people who are getting the word. He's not coming to people and try to, you know, there's nothing to take from you if you're just getting emotional in church and you're not getting no word. But when you submit yourself to getting the word of God, Satan comes immediately. Why? To take the word of God away. Why is he so concerned about getting this word? Watch this. And these are they likewise, which are sown on what? Stony ground. Who when they have heard the word, immediately they receive it with gladness, but they don't have any root in themselves. And so endure but for a time afterwards when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake. Oh, the trouble you experience? Oh, it's trying to get the word. Affliction and persecution trying to take the word from you. Do you not see this? Do you not see this? It's affliction and persecution coming to try to take the word from you. The kingdom of darkness knows that it has no defense against the word of God being sown into a heart of a believer who received that word. And so he'll use persecution. He will use trouble and tribulation to try to get that word out of your life. Verse 17, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a while. Afterwards, when affliction and persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are off-ended. They take the word off and they end the process of that seed growing. These are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things enter in, and it chokes the word, and it becometh unfruitful. You are so cluttered. You're so full of the care, and full of the worry, and full of anxiety, and anxious, and you're full of those things. Nothing can grow in your heart.
In today's busy and distracting world, many of us attempt to make sense of chaos to no avail. We give our attention to many different things instead of giving attention to the Word of God. Creflo Dollar teaches that the Word of God is what every Christian needs to win in this spiritual war with his powerful new three-message series, The Needful Thing. Hurry and claim your copy of this vital resource for only $20.
I have the seed. I have the word of God. I have the promise of God. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to hold to it. I'm going to stand with it. And persecution is coming to try to get my seed. And you say, I'm not going to let you get my seed. Don't let negative emotions take your seed. Don't let trouble take your seed. Don't let the pandemic take your seed.
Get your own revelation about the benefits of trusting a faithful God by adding the How Do I Trust God mini book to your purchase today and get both for just $25.
We want to be sure we are living according to what God has taught us about giving. And we understand that giving and receiving is a spiritual law. It's a reflex of God's love. And I'm so glad that Taff and I begin to understand how to walk in this principle. But we give not out of necessity. We give out of a cheerful heart. We give because we're grateful and we're thankful to what God has done. You know, I want you to pray about becoming a giver into Creflo Dollar Ministries today. And if this ministry has blessed you in any way, consider sowing a seed of any amount, and we will greatly appreciate it. Thank you in advance for your support, and God bless you.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world, and we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. Don't miss a service and catch up on the latest messages from Creflo and Taffy Dollar, like No More Worries, Overcoming Uncertainty, and countless other life-changing series streaming on the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app.
Holy Spirit's not sitting around reminding you of what you did in the past. That's condemnation. He's not going to do that.
If any man is in Christ, he is a new species of being. You know why? Because of the image of Christ.
Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store, search Creflo Dollar Ministries, and download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
Join us online as we bring you praise and worship from the World Changers Church family and the Word of God from Pastors Creflo Dollar and Taffy Dollar.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's podcast. If you'd like to support our ministry, you can text World Changers, space and the amount, to 74483 or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org/giving. You can also make a contribution by phone by dialing toll-free 866-477-7683. We appreciate your support as we continue to help people understand grace and empower them to change.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I just love it. I was over here just praising the Lord. I mean, almost everything Pastor Dollar said was what I was just saying earlier today. And I just absolutely love it when Heavenly Father confirms that I'm getting it. I'm just so excited. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. I just feel so blessed and just full of His grace and mercy and love and just the fact that He would speak to me, speak to my heart, speak to my life. You know, of course, this is what His Word does for us. So, once again, we are just so blessed, just so blessed. And I know that you are too, because you keep coming back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, once again, for such a powerful message. And I am going to be brief, be sincere, and be seasoned, because the majority of what I said in my long testimony earlier is exactly the same as what we just heard. And so I am not going to go into all of that. I just thank God that every day His Word is alive in my heart, and every day it must do what He tells it to do, which is it will produce. It will do exactly what it's supposed to do in my heart. But there was a time when I didn't get it. I certainly did not understand, and the pressures of life weighed me down. I didn't have that relationship with Heavenly Father. There was no root, and so I totally get it. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And thank you for Pastor Creflo Dollar and the World Changers Church International Ministry, which certainly is changing our world. I'm a living witness, because I am one of the world changers. Grace has truly changed me, and it is my utmost desire to share this grace gospel with any and all so that they can experience real relationship, real joy, real peace, real love, real everything that God wants us to be. You know, there's nothing like the real, y'all. We can perpetrate. We can, what's other words? I don't like the negative words, but I guess perpetrate is negative, isn't it? Phony, fake, perpetrate. Phony, fake, perpetrate. Yeah, that's the majority, you know. That's, most don't know how to just be themselves. They want to be whatever everybody else wants them to be. They don't know how to they don't know how to just allow what Heavenly Father has put in them to be the grace that He wants to use through them for a dying, lost world. You know, we don't value enough what Heavenly Father has blessed us with individually. You know, we all have individual gifts, and some just don't take the time to discover what they are and to allow Heavenly Father to use. There's been a few people that that I wanted to do this broadcast, and they just couldn't do it. They didn't want to, and I understand now today. And the few that did, I can also say it didn't work. You know, well, some of them ended up doing their own broadcast, so that happens too. You know, but this particular one is what Heavenly Father gave me, so I'm the only one that can do this one. You know, somebody else can do another one, but this is the one He gave me to do, and it wasn't for anybody else to do it. So I thank You, Heavenly Father. You just once again show up and show out. Hallelujah. All right, y'all. Lord willing, we will come together again tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we've been doing two episodes a day now, and that would be 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. So once again, I thank God for our listeners all over the world, those on the phone lines as well. And Lord willing, until then, may His grace, His love, His peace, His mercy, His joy, unspeakable joy, His everlasting love be with each and every one of you. God bless you. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.